What's up, guys? Welcome to the TMG podcast. This is actually
today's
free episode.
Ah.
But if you want the bonus episode that went up today as well, you can find that on our Patreon. That's patreon.com/tinymeatgang, and the free episode will be ad-free as well on there. So,
and if not, thanks and enjoy this one. Peace.
Peace.
What up, everybody? It's your boy Toys, and we're back with another episode.
Yeah, that's right. And I wish we could be back in the studio today, but coronavirus cases are popping the fuck off right now. It's
where are they at?
What?
Where are they at?
I don't know, but they're popping, dude. They're more popping than the D'Amelios. You know what I'm saying?
Really? I don't think so. I think coronavirus kind of fell off.
No, it's back. No, it made a huge comeback.
I think it kind of fell off.
Really?
It's not really getting talked about like it used to.
Yeah, that's true. People used to talk about it a lot.
Like a lot.
And now it's kind of like, it's like, you know, they know it exists, but it's still doing its thing. They know that, but it's nothing new anymore, you know?
Yeah.
It's doing the same old shit.
Yeah, it's just, it just is. COVID just, you know, stays being COVID.
That's maybe if there was a new strain or something that made you grow like a third tit or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Like, I bet.
People would start talking about it again, but.
Most people,
it's kind of played.
It is, and you know, most people don't even realize that, you know, Lil Baby had a gigantic club event.
Oh my god, that shit was so absurd. I'm gonna pull that up.
Do it.
I keep seeing random videos on TikTok and stuff like that of these giant. I said this last episode, but like these giant. I saw one in LA too on TikTok. It was some like underground rave.
Hell yeah.
And people are just posting themselves going to parties like this. And like all the comments are like, Jesus, like, like COVID is having a field day here. But it's this weird like dichotomy between people that don't give a fuck and people that still care.
Yeah.
People that don't give a fuck are posting like they don't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah.
And so it's just this weird, like half the people are like, what are you doing?
You know what's wild is when we talked about seeing post, that highlight clip. Oh, that's on the highlights channel.
Okay.
It cuts out the part where I believe I specified that we were with a small group.
Okay.
And people keep referencing that, saying that we went to this massive COVID party.
Wait, what?
Yeah, people have like tweeted at me like, you guys are shitty and
what?
You should be in jail because, and I'm like, dude,
we were six people.
Yeah,
and everyone was tested.
Yeah, it was like it was eight or nine, including us, and they're all people we know pretty well that we've hung out with several times. So it was like a small get together. It was not, and then it's because when we left, we saw a group of people pulling up, and we were like, "Oh, good time to bounce," because we can't account for them.
Yeah.
You dummies.
And we left as soon as... Yeah, exactly.
We...
I can't find the Lil Baby clip, but anyways, it just looks like a club last year.
Oh,
you know, it looks like a club in August of last year. That's what it looks like.
I'll pull it up right now. I'll find it.
Yeah, send it to me. I'll play it.
I'll find it.
I also want to go over something interesting we just got.
Uh-oh.
Which from Spotify itself, we got the 2020 Wrapped for Podcasters campaign.
Oh,
so I want to go over this.
Oh, by the way, we just want to say thanks to everybody tagging us in their Spotify Wraps. A young lady by the name of Emily tagged us, and she listened to 13 episodes in one day.
What?
I assume it must have been a road trip or something, you know, or maybe a flight to Australia when that was allowed.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. That's a lot.
I was impressed by the commitment. Or you just did it in your
sleep.
That's
like, what, 15 hours? Something like that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Or you did it in your sleep and you're fucking with us.
Yeah, or she just left her phone on.
Yeah.
Playing overnight.
Yeah. Scammer. Anyway.
Yeah, you know what? Not thank you. Fuck you.
Yeah, taking my thank you back as soon as I gave it. Give
artificially
it back.
Inflating our numbers. How dare you?
There's the link to the unmasked crowd at Spire.
Yes. Oh, what website is this?
It is a Plumbing Techniques website.
Let's see here. There we go. Okay. And all right, this is on ABC 13 Eyewitness News. Video shows unmasked large crowds at Spire nightclub during rap concert. I love going to rap concerts. Oh, Banana Republic ad, good. Okay. We're gonna shut that off. I hate. How shitty is it when you go to TMZ to watch a 2-second video and there's like a 30-second ad in front of it?
I hate how news websites, you know, they're still stuck in 2007, but they have 2020 technology with ads.
Yeah, yeah.
This is crazy. This whole layout right here, there's five targeted ads right here.
I know. It's wild, dude.
It's man, and this shit on mobile is upsetting.
Yeah.
I can't hear this, but.
Well, you can't hear it?
No, it's fine. Okay, just let it rip.
One second. No, because it doesn't record if I don't.
Oh, you got to share the audio.
Share computer sound. All right, here she is. This is our, look at our queen right here.
All too common. The operators of Spire nightclub says.
It's funny hearing the reporter voice and she's like doing a Zoom. She got to put it on before she hits record.
She just had to let us know. What are those Emmys for in the back? Is that an Emmy? That's an Emmy, right?
Damn, really? For ABC News? I guess, right?
Damn.
2 weeks from now. But that incident on Wednesday, unfortunately, all too common. The operators of Spire nightclub says they were never above capacity, even though the video may make you think otherwise.
Video taken Thanksgiving Eve, all too familiar.
It's partiers packed. There's like 2,000 people there.
Shoulder to shoulder inside Spire nightclub, having the best of times. But it is a sight that worries Mayor Sylvester Turner.
How are you not freaking the fuck out? I would be just crippled with anxiety. Like, how can you even enjoy yourself?
Yeah. I mean, even when we do shoots and we know everyone's been tested, I still have that, were they tested? Did they walk into someone's sneeze path on the way over here?
Sneeze path.
You know, just people are going to say we're fear-mongering now.
I don't give a fuck. I don't read comments. I'm kidding. I mean, every single one.
What is coronavirus cases at? I'm curious.
Oh, it's popping off, dude. I'm telling you. It's having a big resurgence.
So it's that new?
Yeah.
Okay, oh man, they even got a daily chart now. This shit is a stock. They should just create a stock ticker for this on Google. You just type in CRNA. You just type that in and you're like, oh, look at that. Case is up.
Dude, speaking of which, man, are we going to start talking about crypto again now that it's back? That's also back.
You know, I think this is a great exercise in not being mad at myself for selling.
What do you mean?
Remember, during that period, I was, oh, it's a bubble and it's going to crater, and it did. And I had this great confirmation bias. And I had talked to a friend sometime before that. He said, it's going to come back. I said, you're crazy, man.
Yeah.
You're crazy.
Yeah.
Fast forward to now. Who is laughing? Who is laughing?
This is just confirmed the fact that I don't have any of my own thoughts, and I just do whatever other people tell me to do. And whatever I read, I just believe that. So, you know, when it started going down, everyone's like, see, told you this wouldn't stick around. It's not, you know, it's not what people say it is. And I was like, yeah, fuck it, right? And then all of a sudden it starts coming back and I'm like, you know what, it is actually very revolutionary. And it's just around for the long haul.
I mean, it's clearly around for the long haul. God damn. So you're back in?
I mean, I never sold. I still had like a bunch of, I think I traded it to Ethereum and then I traded back to Bitcoin like a long time ago.
Okay.
So I had some. And so like I just have some sitting there.
So like, are you up like major or it's just, you know,
really.
Cool?
Yeah.
Just a cool little.
Couple mil.
So.
I think it's like 2 or 3 million. It's nothing serious. It's
nothing,
just like,
nothing crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a little something. I did the math on if I did all my moves smart, you know, if I bought Litecoin when I had originally intended, and if I held on to that, and then if I traded it into Bitcoin and sat on it till now, I think it would have been worth it was like you know, I want to say between like 1 to 2 million.
What? Really?
Yeah. I saw Litecoin at a nickel. I've told this story many times because it hurts me. It's like cathartic to get it out of my system. It was between that and this is when e-cigarettes were like really starting to pop. So all right. I was like, I'm going to throw some cash into this e-cigarette company. I'm going to throw some cash into Litecoin. But then Litecoin had all these steps. So I just got lazy and I never did it. It was a nickel per. I was going to drop like at least a couple hundred on it just to see where it went. It would have gone up to like, you know, 150, 200K. And then if
with $100?
Because it was so, it ran all the way up to like 50 to 75 bucks. It was some crazy flip.
Okay. Holy fuck. You know?
Yeah. And then at that time, if I just took that and then I walked it over to Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah. You'd be a gajillionaire.
Yeah. A gazillion.
You'd probably be a billionaire right now, actually. I'm doing the math in my head. I think you'd be a billionaire.
Yeah. I Jeff Bezos actually wouldn't exist because I would have created Amazon before him. That's the trajectory I would have been on. Because after making all that money from Bitcoin, I would have been like, I'm a genius. What else can we do? What about delivered grocery services? And I would have purchased all the factories that Jeff Bezos was going to purchase and converted them into housing centers for products and created a marketplace to, you know.
Smart, dude.
Yeah, wow. I would have did that before him. Mm-hmm. I actually would have bought Amazon from him and made it mine.
You ever been to an Amazon grocery store? The ones that are in like North Hollywood or something like that? Or there's one in the Valley.
Is it like one of those where nobody works there?
Yeah, it's just a robot.
Yeah.
It's like all robots and you walk in, you have to sign in with your Amazon account and then you just like walk out and it detects the groceries. I've never been there. I'm just assuming that's how it works. But I know no humans work there.
I haven't. I remember there was one in New York and there were a lot of articles written about it.
Yeah, that was scary. It's pretty dystopian, isn't it?
I mean, everything is now. I saw a clip of this like influencer school in China.
Yeah,
it was just a ballroom full of women in front of ring lights, and they're like practicing.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes me want to fucking puke. God, man, that's sad. We've already talked about that a million times. Everyone just having 50 to 100 fans, and that's how it's gonna work.
Yeah.
But
it's amazing to me. I honestly feel YouTube is in a place where because of the pandemic, they need these TikTokers on their platform. And I just feel that they are just doing anything and everything to blow up their content because they need as many 15-year-olds on YouTube as possible. Just going through ads.
Dude, TikTok has to be one of the biggest competitors to YouTube in like a long time.
Yeah, definitely.
In terms of like primarily being video content, everyone now is taking their YouTube stuff and porting it to TikTok. Everyone.
Which is wild. Do we need to start doing that?
I mean, we do with the podcast. Yeah, by the way, if you're not following our TikTok channel
If you're not following TikTok on podcast.
Yeah. That's where my brain is right now. Everything's just meshing together.
If you're not following TikTok on podcast, then podcast on TikTok right now.
If you're not liking and subbing to our podcast TikTok on YouTube, then go ahead and smash like on that on Instagram. And then don't be afraid to follow us on Twitter as well. It's TikTok Tiny Meat Gang. Follow us on TikTok though. It's Tiny Meat Gang. That's what it is, and we post clips there.
That I'm okay with because I'm not having to put anything there.
Oh yeah, yeah yeah.
I'm just I feel I don't belong on TikTok. I think it's a fun casual. Yeah yeah. You just post, have fun. I feel like I'm faking it if I'm really on there trying to. It's me. I don't know. How do you feel about it?
I like it. I mean, it kind of reminds me of Vine now, honestly. Mm. And I want to try to treat it the same way because that always made me happy. Doing Vines like really made me happy.
Oh, because you're just messing around.
It just was like easy for me to be creative, and I didn't have to put too much thought into it. And it's so much, you know, YouTube videos are like fucking hours and hours and hours. But for a TikTok, you have a funny idea and you just do it, and then it's done. And then
you get
that little feeling of like, ah, I did an idea. I made it come to life.
That's true, man. That's probably how I should look at it. Maybe I'll get on there and have some fun.
You should, man. You should dip your toes in.
Oh, there's this song. I'm sorry.
What song?
I was just going to fuck around and reference Broke Bitch. Dip your toes. Oh, man. You know what's crazy? There's a song where they talk about that.
We also had a lot of people.
That's why I bring it up.
That was their like top song of the year or something like that.
So. People keep asking when we're working on or we're going to put out something new. We were hanging out with the boy, Baby No Money.
Yes.
But
I was going to text you about that. We should finish.
Yeah, we should wrap that up.
Yeah.
Wrap it up. I got some ideas on that. We should wrap it up.
Let's go.
Let's just get into it. Get into the hate crime that occurred this weekend.
What?
Jake Paul.
Okay. Hate crime. Okay. Yeah, let's get into that. I don't want to talk about it too much, though.
Why? It hurts you?
Yeah, I mean, let's just say I'm very happy nothing went down that day.
Oh.
The day of the barbershop. After seeing that.
I'm just saying.
When I was, was in person with him. And there was a small chance maybe something would have went down. I thought that in my head, right? I was like, maybe he's going to punch me. I don't know. I'm very happy now that didn't happen.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think it hurts people that he's got knockout power.
Yeah.
Because that's I've said this many times. You can't train that. You can't just go to the gym and say, I'm working on my knockout power. You could try. But that is a gift. The fact that he has it. Go ahead.
He really looked like he knew what the fuck he was doing this time.
No, he was super measured. He was very measured.
Like, the knockout punch came after two other ones. It was like a combo. And it looked good.
Yep.
Like, when they played in slow-mo, granted, Nate, like, walked into it.
Yeah.
But still, like, it was like a jab, and then another jab, and then he came around with the hook.
Yep. And that overhand right is, that's a... You know, I'm not going to say that you can really train that like a fast twitch. You know, it's not like a left hook where you like train combinations and the left hook comes as a follow up. You know, that one you have to think about a little bit. Okay. So, you know, and I guarantee you they were not training for Nate Robinson to do that. So that was purely Jake being able to
read it in the moment,
come off the back foot and land it. And, yeah, I think it's what he should be doing, because as far as an entertainer, I feel maybe he's hit his capacity. You know, he's not about to be in TV and film. You know, he's blackballed from that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
But this is how he gets his way back into it. It's isn't it crazy how if you have a feral fan base of teenagers, what you can do? You can do anything.
Yeah. I don't even know what his fan base. I mean, is it teenagers now? Are they?
Yeah, I shouldn't say it's all teenagers.
Older, or is it people that like boxing? Is it people that like his music? Because he's really into the music thing now too. Like, he's dropping songs all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, has Nate said anything since the fight, or has he just?
Fuck no.
Is he just still recovering?
I was
scared for that dude. Like,
first of all,
didn't know what the fuck he was doing. Mm-hmm. It looked like the fight was horrible for the first.
Yeah.
I mean, it was horrible until the knockout.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Nate would just come in and then just hug him over and over and over and over again. It just looked weird. It wasn't really a fight. It was just like, what, you know?
Yeah, that's the part where I can only say it looked like he never boxed before, which blows my mind because I know he did months of training and it literally, he just had an adrenaline dump and that shit went all out the window.
Yeah.
He didn't even try to, because even the way Jake came out, Jake was, he kept backing up. Because yeah. even Jake didn't train for that. He was, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, it's really weird.
He just keeps hugging me. What am I supposed to do? You know?
Yeah, it was bizarre.
I mean that is one thing I took away from that is whoever fights Jake next, if they understand pressure at all, that might be a window into beating him. But bruh, here's my favorite thing is he's always had a beef with that kid Dylan Danis.
Yeah,
and Dylan said that he'd box him or whatever, and Daniel Cormier said, "Yo." In an MMA match, I think Dylan Danis has a chance. But straight up boxing, I think Danis will get clapped up by Jake. And Danis got a
grappler, right?
Yeah, he's primarily a wrestler, but he has no stand up. And okay. I think if they end up fighting, it's gonna look so bad on Dylan Danis for all that shit he talked some years later to show up and just get fucking dropped. I just, you know, it's going to frustrate. It frustrates me. This kid is going to have a fight career.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm thinking. It's like, who did he mention in his speech? He said so-and-so started boxing at 21.
Deontay Wilder.
Deontay Wilder. And he was,
yeah.
He's one of the best.
Yeah. I mean, he can't compare himself to Deontay Wilder because Deontay Wilder has, like, he got by on sheer power. You know, he had fights where his technical striking was not there at all, but his power is like, holy fuck, man. Okay. You know that YouTube channel where they crush stuff with a piston?
Yeah.
Like, okay. That's like what it's like getting hit by Deontay Wilder. Okay. You know, it doesn't matter what you're made of. And if one of those gets through, you're waking up 3 days later. You know, that's a nice little window sound right there. Bing, boom, boom, boom. But yeah. So
can you have a boxing career without fighting? Like, a real boxing career would be fighting other fighters that are really good. Mm-hmm. But it kind of seems like Jake just wants to have these, like, really flashy fights with, like, celebrities.
Yeah, fighting cans. Yeah. But the thing about fighting is... A lot of fighters get built up that way. You know, it's just not so extravagant. You know, people don't pay for pay-per-views to watch them fight cans. So a lot of people pad their careers like that. Like in MMA, there's weird mafia type stuff that goes on where you get local cards and there's a gym that's trying to blow up their homie. So they'll have insane amateur records, you know, 25-0.
Okay.
You know, they're picking anybody to get in the ring with them.
Just going to Walmart give them the experience. Like, yeah. Hey, you want $50?
Yeah.
It's they go to the sports aisle and look at
it's basically bum fights, bro. Like, hey man, you want to make $150? Fight my buddy right here on Saturday. Okay.
I see you looking at the boxing gloves there. You box at all? Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about starting. Well, why don't you come down? You could start for real. You could start officially. We could start you off with a record.
There needs to be a documentary on all these guys that are 0-1 that help build people's careers. So yeah, you know, I thought I had a passion for boxing, and then I got dropped by Conor McGregor, and
I actually have a passion for not being unconscious.
Yeah, turns out I have a passion for being awake.
Turns out I have a big passion for not being embarrassed on national television. That, dude, when they were pulling the camera back and Nate's just like on the ground unconscious, and the fucking announcer goes, "Man, we really got to stop letting these unexperienced people in the ring." I was like,
"Yeah,
oh."
Yeah.
It lost so bad it made the announcer question the whole fucking event.
Yeah. Dude. Like,
Jesus Christ.
Dude, Steph Curry's wife coming on being like, I don't see a knockout. I see someone trying something new and that's cool. And they, you know, who would want to live life with regrets? And it's like this dude had this amazing tweet where he said, rich people need to stop treating boxing like it's just a hobby. Yeah. He's like... It's not crochet. It's not skydiving. It's permanent damage. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, there's a very real chance Nate could have lasting damage from that.
Yeah, no, Nate is he's gonna be more likely to pee himself a little bit in his later years because of that punch, man.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but it's like a new hobby.
It's just, you know, it's cool to not have regrets.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something Nate Robinson regrets, dude. It's that fight.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. No, but you have to fail sometimes to learn new things. And
boom, boom, boom.
We're talking
boom.
Brain damage here. We're talking brain damage. Yeah, but I see someone, you know, falling upwards, let's say.
Yeah, when you run it in
reverse.
He's going
to be falling all over himself in about 20 years.
Bro, I mean, the you know what's crazy is Tyson can still make you shit your pants in the ring, too.
Yeah.
Roy Jones took 3 hits and was like, I want none of that.
Yeah, yeah.
He was grabbing his side.
Yeah.
In the post-fight interviews. And Mike's like, we have to run it back. We have to run it back. And Roy's like, yeah, I'm going to talk to my family. Saying,
it looked like Roy just finished Hot Ones. That's what he looked like. He's standing there like, so he's still sweating. And Mike Tyson's just like standing there like, yeah, it was pretty fun.
Yeah. Roy's just like... Have you ever seen clips of Roy in his prime?
No.
Oh, my God, man. Oh, my God.
So was he, like,
oh,
not
a
really
wizard.
A technical fighter, or was he? Because it kind of seemed like he was just fucking haymaker.
No, bro. He was the master of the no-look jab. That guy, oh, bro, you need to watch a highlight reel of Roy Jones.
Okay.
Roy Jones could be not looking at you. That was, like, his thing. Like, he'd step off from you and start dancing. And then you try to advance, and he just pow! He just laser you. Like, you think he's completely untouchable. He's got this great clip. I forgot who he's fighting, where he's kind of staring at this dude in the mirror. He fucking opens up his guard, and he pops his mouthpiece out, like, on his tongue. Like, he's like, eh. And then you see the dude in slow-mo loading up, and Roy Jones, in slow-mo, gets his mouthpiece back in and whaps him before the guy can even, like, get off. He had a fucking insane speed, man.
Should I try and find it?
Here, I'll find the best one. He's also got... He also made music. And,
Really?
Yeah. He's got... Bruh. He's got some of the best fight music in history. I think it's this one. Hold on.
Can you send it? Yeah, sorry. I can't find it. Just searching for things on the podcast never really works out, does it?
Okay, you cannot... you're definitely going to have to mute this.
Okay, that's fine.
This song. Right. That's the thing that upset me the most. It didn't even upset me. People were like, well, who is Roy Jones, man? This guy stinks. It's like, dude, you don't even know who you're looking at.
Is it right here?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Just mute that audio.
Oh, it's 9 minutes. Where's the...
I mean, you can... here, I'll...
Oh, this is just like a general...
Here, I'll scrub through and find the cut I'm thinking of. I mean, there's just... They're all great.
Yeah. I mean, the fight was a little... It wasn't sad, but it was like, why is this happening, you know?
Yeah.
It just kind of seemed like... They talked so much about, like, legacy and... About, like, how, you know, they've dreamed about this fight for so long and all this stuff. And then they're fighting, and it's just like, oh, man, this is clearly just for money, right? Is that, am I bad for thinking that? Like, it's like, if you're talking about legacy and all this stuff, just let the legacy exist then. You don't gotta...
I see what you're saying. Mike looked pretty goddamn good.
He looked, you know, he did look good. And it also, I guess, like, he lost 100 pounds.
He also looked like he still had it in him to, wait, this is it right here. This is it right here. 427.
Okay.
That guy tries to touch him with the left, and he gets 2.
You see it?
Yeah, I see it.
Uh-oh.
You got to mute that. It's fine. All right, here it comes. Wait for it. He tried to touch him with the left, and he gets 2. This is... Look at him. Look, he's not even looking at
he's
him.
He's dancing. Wow. He was jacked, dude.
Bro, he was one of the fastest ever. Look at that. Look, still. He's like, hit me. Come on, hit me. come on.
Taunting him. Oh, my God.
Look at that. Reading the play. Reading the play. You ain't shit.
Woo.
You ain't shit.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I honestly, first of all, Tyson did that fight high, which is amazing. Yeah,
that's wild.
Putting on for stoners worldwide.
Yeah, for Jacob Sartorius.
Yeah, shout out Jake. Big reefer, dude. He's a big reefer.
Did you see that on TikTok?
Nah, is it him just getting blowed?
He just did a couple TikToks in a row about smoking weed and like what it feels like. It was like memes, right? Like what okay. I feel like when I smoke weed.
Oh, word.
And he made in one of them, he made a song. It's actually kind of funny.
Pull it up.
Yeah, hold on. I'll pull it up real quick. But he did a couple TikToks about smoking weed in a row, and then it kind of became a meme on TikTok for a sec.
I just want to finish my thought and say the fact that the fact that Tyson seemed like he had killer instinct while high, it just makes me wonder what he could do sober.
Yeah.
I think he needs to be high so the real Mike Tyson didn't come out in that fight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I feel that if he was sober and Roy touched him, he said, I have to kill him now.
Yeah.
And he would have murdered Roy. I think he would have punched through Roy's body, through the ring, to the center of the earth. And I think he would have just blew up the earth.
One clean hole through Roy's
like
body.
Like a cartoon. Yeah, just
like no guts or anything. Just like,
you could stare down that hole for miles and miles, and he's just drilling to the center of the earth.
All right, this is what Mike felt like before the fight.
What's up, everybody? So, the other night, got high as shit, right? And I wrote a song about the two loves of my life. Here it is. It's like, YouTube and barbecue chips. What's up, everybody?
When I get high, I just be like, so I wrote two songs. Why is he tweaking back and forth so much? What else is he doing?
He doesn't say what he was high on. I know has the leaf emoji, but that could be, you know, there's different types of leafs, you know?
Bro, I want a TikToker to, or like some young influencer to just get on PCP and be unapologetic about it.
Yeah,
like casual.
Yeah.
You know,
where's PCP talk?
Yeah. I want like Bryce Hall to just start doing PCP. Yo, what up? This is a peace lift. Just did like a half a gram and I'm going to deadlift 7,000 pounds. Just lifts a car.
That's a crazy thing about TikTok is that those communities actually exist.
Oh, yeah.
I was scrolling down my page and one of them was like, when you just did your, it was like when you pop an Adderall at 4 a.m. to combat the coke come down. All the comments were like, bro, I'm there right now. I'm feeling this right now. I just popped an Addy. So I was like, I prefer Xanax. It's like, how are you guys? Are you not worried about like potential employers seeing this?
Nah. It's not even in the question, man.
Yeah.
But dude, it's a pandemic. What employer? Where are you going to go work right now?
That's a good point. Amazon? They hired like 400,000 people over the last 4 months or something like that.
Someone told me a grim conspiracy where they thought Amazon was just paying the pandemic. Like they were just trying to pay their way to shutdowns. So people, their only employment option would be them. And they could just fucking destroy the market.
That's a great theory.
Yeah.
That's a good conspiracy theory.
Then that made me feel, oh my God, how fucking awful would that be if we found out in 20 years that they just paid for shutdowns to murder small business so that the only option in town was
Amazon.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what are you saying? They're like lobbying government?
I mean, I don't know how that actually would work. Yeah.
Yeah, but damn, that's a fun theory.
It's a fun conspiracy theory, isn't it?
Super fun.
I love that.
I love it. It makes me feel super good, and it's a fun theory.
I mean, there are people right now in certain states where, you know, they don't abide by any of this shit. You know, this COVID's not real there.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, so, you saw Beverly Hills is voting against the fucking restaurant ban?
Really?
Yeah, the rich people are like, no. We will eat outside.
I need that Kobe beef.
I will eat outside. I will eat outside.
It's also like 30 degrees here now.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Some days.
It's messed up, bro. It was messed up.
Freezing this morning. I'm happy about that, though. Like, anytime I feel cold weather, I'm like, okay, we're not doomed yet, you know?
Yeah, that's true. We should be feeling cold weather.
Like,
anytime
it's the summer and the fires start, it's like, the world's going to end fucking tomorrow.
Yeah.
But some cold weather, you know? It feels good. It's like, hey, we're not, you know, we're buying ourselves some time here. The world still gets cold in the winter. That's a good thing.
Wait, okay. I linked two things or three things that I want to dig into. And I'm sorry that I've steamrolled you and everyone with sports talk. There's a lot of crazy sports stuff.
Well, no.
Past 5 days.
No, I'm down to keep talking about sports. I fucking, you know me, man. I do sports all the time. Love sports.
Okay, we can't. I don't know if we can really show this because F1 is just they are worse than the fake third party copyright claim companies as far as taking shit down. So maybe don't show the footage.
Okay.
But maybe you should just watch it personally right now. All you need is the first minute, and then you can skip to 1:11, and you'll see him hop out.
Okay.
It's insane crash, bro.
Where'd you send it?
Talking points.
Did you?
Yeah. Here, I'll bump.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Bump. You know, if you even want to speed it up, you can go...
Skip to 1 minute, you said?
Yeah, no. Go to 20... Oh, wait. Go to 18. 18.
18 seconds. All right. Sound off or sound on?
Off.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Describe
what we're looking at here for the audio listeners.
All right, there's a bunch of cars on a track.
Okay, this one's...
And boom!
Oh!
Yeah. All right, he's alive. He's alive. Go to 111. Go to 111. Okay. This is... Just let this run.
Man, it just exploded.
That's the first time that's happened in at least 10 or so years. Look at this. Oh, my God. He gets out. Just clean.
Holy fuck. And he's totally fine.
That's amazing. Dude, so the crash was 53 Gs of force.
Okay.
I think that's...
And the car is just completely in half.
Yeah. I think it's five times...
I gotta see that.
I don't know what you would
look like a Michael Bay movie. Dude.
Yeah.
You know when shit just like barely collides with something else and they both just explode because they're just, you know, they got TNT inside.
So basically, dude, you see that tire that just goes bouncing?
Yeah.
All right. So there's a couple things here that are crazy. One, the impact was so heavy, and the way he was traveling at it, it ripped the car in half. So that's why it's on fire. God. And because the fuel is in the middle of the car. So what's crazy is a few years ago, they introduced these halos on the car to protect their heads. And drivers were like, oh, it's ugly. It looks stupid. It, you know, and it puts this small center line in their vision. And they say, oh, I can't see. If that wasn't on the car, he would have been decapitated. He would have got a high top fade, like forehead up.
Oh, no.
But because of that, it forced the thing open, and that's why he was able to just hop out.
Wow.
Yeah. Insane, man.
Damn, that's crazy. They do look ugly, though.
Yeah, they look like shit. For sure, they look like shit. Damn, that's wild. That shit is wild trash, though, still. Yeah,
it's still super whack, though.
And the dude that was part of that crash, he flipped another car, like, through. So they stopped the race for an hour and a half. They restart, and he flips another car.
Like, the same guy?
Like, two laps in, and the announcers are like, is that? Oh, it's... It's Kvyat again. Yeah. Ouch.
Wow.
First one wasn't really his fault, but you know he got off track and he was feeling like fucking.
He's the Nate Robinson of driving.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's the Jake Paul of driving. He's fucking putting dudes away.
Damn.
Yeah, so, you know, just had to share that one.
Did you also see the Calabasas mayor is like pissed at Jake Paul for having the party after he won the fight?
Oh.
He went like right back to his crib and had like 300 people there.
Is that why DaBaby was there?
Oh, was he?
I don't know. Like, why they were hanging out. I just don't understand.
I think that probably was it.
Weird.
It's wild, man. So what the weird. Fuck reality are we living in?
So weird, man.
It's bizarre.
Anyway, okay, the other thing I wanted to bring up. There's this Matthew McConaughey's clip.
Oh, yeah, let's watch it.
Matty giggles.
Yeah, what is it? What's the clip?
Dude, let this rip. The whole thing.
I can't fucking wait for this, honestly.
I was crying, bro.
All right, hold on. Am I still screen sharing? No.
Nah.
Okay. Not that, not that. I want this. See it?
Yeah.
Oh. So, okay, this is him on what?
He's on some podcast, okay? And not to make it a podcast about a podcast, but actor shit? Oh, man, this is just the most actor thing ever, okay? It's talking about the scene in Interstellar when he's crying, okay? And the caption is, the Interstellar crying scene was done first take. All right, not just...
Okay, let's let it rip.
So, that was a Monday morning. First shot up. It's not a scene about knowing the dialogue. It's not about saying the right word. It's about reacting, which is the word you just used. I got to go into that and just say, relax and get ready to receive. Now, here's the trick. And I did this with the final summation in The Time to Kill with Joel Schumacher. I walk in and I'm pretty much in my, on those days, I'm in my own zone. I'm not looking anybody else in the eye. I'm in my own zone to receive. Whatever this is going to happen.
I love to receive.
To receive. To receive, man. Just let it rip. Let it rip.
And I hear, and I have something in my hand written in case I need it. And then I hear Nolan start to go, okay, we're going to set up cameras over here. Here's wide and here's wide. And then we'll rehearse it one time. We'll play the video. And I just kind of walked over with that look at him kind of bump. And he goes, yeah. And I hand him this thing. It's a piece of paper that has two letters on it. See you. Which means close up. So he goes, that's me letting him know, no, don't do the wide shots and all this, getting close now. And he goes, all right, we'll rehearse. And I just look up and I go, which is what I mean by going, we ain't rehearsing, live.
All right, I'm sorry, who directed this?
Nolan.
He sounds like McConaughey directed
this. Yeah.
Nope. Shut up, Nolan. We're doing it my way.
I love the hand roll.
So what is it? What this means is I'm rolling.
We're going to do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. As if this could mean anything else.
I do this.
Yeah, I do this.
Which means in the movie biz, that means let's roll.
Let's roll. Hey. I'm doing this.
I do this to him, right?
I'm doing this to him. I'm doing this to him.
Which in the biz means no.
Roll. He says go wide. I say
I want it tight. This means tight shot right here. Tight shot. That's what that means. He says we're getting wide. I say I go up to him, right? And I go in his ear and I say this.
Which in the game means close up. I want to go close up. He says, we're going wide. I say, nope. I go right up to his earlobe, and I just give a nice little... It's a quick little suck on the earlobe, and he knows, nope. No rehearsal. We're doing it live. Close up.
It would actually be fucking hysterical if he started fucking with whoever this podcast host is. Because he's making shit up. Of, like, movie terms, and he's every single time he's got to explain it. Like, that, you know, that means we're live, let's roll. If he was just like, just fucking suck up to him, I do this, right? And I say, no. Which in the movie biz means craft services needs to be replenished.
Right.
Okay. Host is just...
Right.
Okay, yeah, okay. I see that. I see how that can be.
So if I'm on set and I go, they're going to give it to me close up.
Yes, exactly. That's right. What that means. Yeah.
Right.
Right. Okay, cool.
Dude, let this rip.
Roll. And what you see in that take, that's the first take. Mm-hmm. Everything after take one is acting. Take one is where you really are reacting. And so I wanted to see that tape of the footage of my children in the movie for the first time, not have any anticipation of what's going to come next or what they're going to say next. Or I wanted to and just receive it and then let happen what happens. I'm not trying to do anything in that scene. Well, after you do one take and, you know, take two and take three, we're okay. But we're like, take one, that's it. Because what are you going to do now? Take three or anything after take one. Take two and on, you can't help but kind of know what's coming. And then you start to anticipate a little bit and get ahead of yourself. And go, oh, this is when they're about to say that thing, which really got me last time. We are already out of the moment. Yep. So that's take one.
Cool.
Sweet, man.
Word. Word, for sure.
Nice. That's what kills me about the whole 2 minutes, 17 seconds. The only word the host got in right there was,
The dude's like, no, I was asking you about your real kids. How are they doing?
Yeah. Oh. Oh, well, shit. Shit. Okay, well, it's not about how they're doing. It's about why they're doing.
Why they're doing. And it's about whatever they're doing. Because whatever they're doing, then I'm happy.
How they're doing is irrelevant. We're always doing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But why? That's the real question.
It's not about how they're doing or what they're doing. It's about what they're not doing and what you're not doing.
Matthew, are you just going to criticize every question I ask you for the entire interview? Or are we going to get somewhere?
I'm just picturing him on this Ringer podcast in person. And there's like a bowl of like, you know, Halloween candy or something like that. And he's like, can I have one of these? And the guy's like, yeah, take one. He's like, take one. One take. I'll tell you about a story.
Yeah, everything like, reminds of a movie.
3 minutes later. And that was the first take. And that's what made the movie.
And then he reaches in the bowl and goes.
And then he just deep throats a Twix.
Yeah, then he winks at him. What else you got for me? and then the guy goes, the irony right there, Matt, is we weren't rolling, so we're going to have to do that again.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, oh, well, now it's acting.
Nice. That's good. I'm no longer receiving you. I was receiving you right before we were rolling. I was receiving you for two minutes. Tell him.
I was receiving you
and you were giving.
You were just giving it to me.
Mm-hmm.
All it started with was one little piece of candy.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that, hey, people at home, I don't. He's like, oh yeah. He put the little candy bowl out. He just threw it at me, and I said, I'm ready for this.
Oh, he was delivering, and I was receiving. 2 minutes, that's right. It was beautiful. Beautiful.
I can leave this show saying I received Kyle Brandt for 2 whole minutes.
Cut. Can we restart? No. Don't be ashamed. Nothing to be ashamed about.
Tell you something about cuts. Beautiful moment
between two men.
Tell you something about cuts, all right? I don't do cuts in my performances, mm-hmm. Okay? They want to cut. What? How are you gonna stay in character if you're cutting? So I just have them roll the whole time. Even when the scene's over. Roll. Just roll.
Thinking about how much of a waste that would be.
And keep rolling.
Guys uploading like hours and hours of fucking of just nothing. Just people zigabytes,
whatever the fuck that is.
Nah, when I'm on set, when I'm in my trailer, I just tell them roll. Roll, because you'll never know what you might catch.
Scene is being built, roll.
Editor's like, this is the fucking worst job. Oh, fuck, man. Picturing him, like, boss around Christopher Nolan is so funny. We're doing wide. We're not. We're doing close. Okay. We're doing close, well, I guess.
We're doing close, I guess.
All right. Ready? We're rehearsing. No rehearsals. Okay. Well, Jesus fucking Christ. I'm
Matt, we have to rehearse. There's a fight scene. There's a fight scene, Matt. We have to rehearse. The guys need to practice. Nope. No. Because then I'm acting.
They're like, fuck, we should have hired Christian Bale. What the fuck is this bullshit?
Are you fucking with my lights?
Oh, my God.
What?
In recent news, we can't not talk about Ajit Pai stepping down.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the damage has been done, though, man.
You know, the Verge article also made it seem like he did some positive things as well, which I didn't know about, but he was
such as
I think he established the first he had something to do with the suicide hotline. I'll tell you what it is. Pai also implemented new measures to fight robocalls and established a national suicide prevention hotline number. That was him.
Yeah, well, he also just kind of like fucked everybody on data caps and, you know.
Ajit Pai. Do it one
Ajit
time.
Pai. And he laid down for, I don't even know what the hell I'm saying. Who cares? They all suck.
Pai oversaw the rollback of net neutrality rules and the merger of T-Mobile and Sprint.
Yes.
Sounds like he was against net neutrality, wasn't he?
Yes.
Oh, which is bad.
Which is a bad thing.
Right.
Oh, by the way, I had a bachelor and bachelorette nerd threaten my life over DMs because I got a detail incorrect. So when I was talking about the guy who chose the money over the relationship, that wasn't the bachelor. I have to figure out what show that was.
Oh, okay.
But that was a different show.
Gotcha.
Someone came at me very upset. They started the DM with my name.
Wow. That's how Noel.
Yeah. Noel.
You don't know what you're talking about, okay?
Okay, there is no cash prize in The Bachelor or The Bachelor. It was or The Bachelorette.
Yeah, that would make it insincere. You get cash involved and all of a sudden, you know, their relationship's not real. They're pure.
Okay?
Then you just do it for the money.
Never mind the Halo Top brand deal date that they do in the middle of the show.
Never mind the fact that they're all just doing it to be on TV for 2 months.
Never mind that they have W-2 forms getting paid to be on that show.
Exactly.
Never mind that they get verified on Instagram immediately after and they try to sell you weird, you know, teak wood candles.
That was something interesting I learned from talking to fucking Carrington, is that they CBC or C whatever
CBS?
CBS reps them. After, they're basically like their management company.
That's actually wild.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely learned that from the British show where they're they take mm-hmm. a piece of everything they do, the clothing sales, everything.
Imagine being hired by Best Buy, and then when you quit, they choose what job you get for the next year.
Yeah.
And they have to find you your next job. That's
pretty crazy.
I just want to do this part-time, bro. What are we doing here? Yeah. Yeah, no, that I mean, the British version is crazy, just how, like, they sell the clothes and all that in the app. I've never used the Love Island app. I've never participated.
Never.
But I know all that bullshit is in there.
How's your Thanksgiving, by the way?
Oh, yeah. Bro, it was good, man. I was about to go on a tangent. It doesn't matter. It was good. We just kept it low key.
Okay. What was just, the tangent, you know, about?
I was just going to bitch again about my concept of time.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter.
Oh.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah, no. It was just Alina and I and Ollie, and it was cool. How was yours?
Eat any good food?
Yeah, we ate a bird.
All right. Like a what? Are we talking a pigeon here or a parrot?
Just some bird. It's just a dead bird in the backyard, and we're like, let's eat that.
So you ate a robot?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we did. Bro, that fucking meme, people eating turkey on Thanksgiving, me knowing birds aren't real, that shit had me rolling, dude.
That was so funny.
Dude, I was thinking about someone at Thanksgiving, and they see it like Peter Pan, where everyone's eating nothing food, mm-hmm. like it's invisible, and it's all in their imagination, and they're just sitting there observing completely empty plates because the bird is not real.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, they're cutting into nothing.
The fucking whoever's cooking it, and they're taking the turkey baster.
Yeah.
And then nothing.
There's just nothing there.
Just squirting liquid all over the floor.
They're pulling a big tray out of the oven. It's dead empty.
Like,
ooh.
Smells good. Beer can turkey. And it's just two Bud Lights sitting on a pallet.
They're cutting into it, and they're just hitting tabletop. Morons.
Do you want dark or white? No, nothing on
nothing. Nothing on the table. This dude's sitting in the corner eating corn nuts because those are real. He's like, fucking dumbasses.
So stupid.
Yeah.
I smoked a stogie. I smoked a big fat cigar, and I just never hated anything more than that.
Why?
Did I not like it?
Yeah, why did you do it? I love the smell of cigars, but never.
Kelsey's dad loves cigars.
Oh, okay.
And I've smoked some Cubans before, and I
sure.
didn't remember not liking them, but like sitting down and smoking an entire one for like an hour and a half.
Oh, no way,
from
dude.
Start to finish, like all the way down to this.
Yeah.
It's rough. It's a tough. I don't know. I don't even know how, like, how you'd become acquired to liking that at all, because the taste is bad.
Yeah, it's not like coffee or anything.
Don't get a buzz.
No.
So then what's the point?
I feel like it would only make your head hurt. Like, no high, just
Maybe
your lungs
a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why you get high, because you can't breathe. That's what Cubans are. It's just self-induced.
Well, you don't inhale it. You're not supposed to.
Oh, that's right. You're just fucking
You just puff it into your mouth, and then so you're just taste you're just burning something into your mouth to taste it.
Oh, so you're just getting mouth cancer, that's all.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Nice.
I mean, I could see maybe like the first few puffs I definitely enjoyed.
Sure.
But I don't know how you go the distance, you know? I don't know. But maybe it's just like something that happens when you turn like 35. All of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm an older man now. I'm going to start smoking cigars.
Maybe it's because you've done, at that point in your life, you've done a bunch of drugs. You've done everything. And now there's, what else is there besides a big old stick of nicotine leaves? I don't even know what's in a cigar. What is it in a cigar? Or tobacco.
I'm saying tobacco, nicotine. Yeah.
That's cool, though. Who made it? What kind of cigar was it?
I don't know. It was a Cuban of some sort.
Yeah.
It was really good, actually. We had some good tequila, and it was good. We just were being merry. We played some poker. That was fun.
Just vibing?
Yeah, we're just vibing out, man.
Have you been drinking this quarantine? I feel like I might start.
Start drinking?
Yeah.
You should, man. You should.
I missed the first wave where everyone was just getting blasted for 2 months.
Start like, drinking again.
Yeah.
I'm just picturing like a recovering alcoholic. Just like that's how he falls off the wagon. He just.
Yeah.
You know, I think I'm going to start drinking again.
It's going to do it.
Really?
Everyone around him says,
do it. I've been thinking about it this morning for a while, and I think I might start drinking again. Just critically thinking about it and then making an informed decision. You know, I've been weighing the pros and cons, and I think it might be in my benefit to start drinking again.
Getting on Facebook the next morning. Ladies and gentlemen, just want to let you all know, drinking is back. Sincerely.
It's now legal again.
Sincerely, Bob. Yeah, I want to be fucked up. Everyone's getting fucked up, and I just haven't done it once, and I feel that's why I'm having this ongoing existential crisis, because I just haven't been able to, you know, get a little sauced.
Yeah, no, I feel you. You know what I've been doing recently? I've been making cocktails. I've been stocking the bar cart. Like, every time I buy alcohol, I'll buy a different. Like, I bought rum chata, and I'm buying all these weird little liqueurs and stuff like that, so that I have the ingredients to make whatever the fuck cocktail I come across.
A little mixology.
Yeah, you could call me a little mixologist if you wanted to.
Nice, man. You can start doing Zoom classes?
Yeah, I might do it. Like, 8 dudes just flipping bottles, practicing. Nice work, Brendan. Nice work with that bottle flip. Good work on that strain, Max.
Remember that Twitter video of that guy being like, my brother-in-law hired me to be his bartender for his wedding, and I've never done this before? It's just, bro, oh my God, that's just so funny. Someone walks up like, can I get a something? He's like, yep. And he's just doing like bartender-looking motions, but he's just spilling shit everywhere, and none of it makes sense, and he's not landing any liquor or any liquid into the cup. It's just like, he's like... slams a fucking little umbrella into it. He's like, yep, $7. That's really so funny. Anyway. Dude. This bitch ring just keeps blowing me up, dude.
Oh, wow. She hot?
I mean, sort of. She has one eye. And I'm not trying to be like ableist or anything, but she has one eye.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's kind of weird. At my door all day. Look what I saw. Okay, yeah, bitch, get off my dick.
I get it. Jesus Christ.
Fuck off.
Clingy.
Since you all keep tagging us in your Spotify raps, we might as well wrap it up with you here. Might as well slide the Soundwave condom on with you guys here. Let's wrap it up together.
The Tiny Meat Gang podcast, your 2020 Wrapped is here. Let's do it.
Our SoundCloud Magnum. Let's see it.
Okay. Okay.
This shit is so laggy for me.
No, it's me. It's on my side. I think I'm just overloading my graphics card right now.
Nice.
While many of us stayed at home, your top episode really traveled. In fact, it never stood still.
Wow.
Okay. What's that?
What's our top episode?
In the first 72 hours, Call Us Daddy.
Nice.
Listening peaked in the United Kingdom, 1 p.m. I can't. This is too slow. I can't watch this.
Yeah. This is
okay, this
a
is
half not, frame rate GIF.
Okay, you know what? Never mind. Fuck it.
Yeah,
okay, but we do want to say thank you for listening in 2020. I know.
Weird year.
It was a weird year for podcasts because... I don't know. We had half the episodes we did were virtual, and then we got back in the studio, and now we're out of the studio again. But we're getting a new studio first and foremost.
Yes.
And we're doing some cool things come January 1st. Literally, yes. The very start of the new year will be the show is gonna look and sound and feel different and awesome.
Yep. We are very excited for what we have planned. So, you know, all of you who might think, TMG, bro. It's about COVID now. If you think COVID's more popping than the show, you just wait and see.
Yeah.
We're about to be more popping than COVID in January.
That's right. That's right. Bar.
Bar. Big right. Bar.
See you guys in the bonus. Bye.
Bye.